Well, North Korea says that its nuclear and missile activities are not negotiable and that the country will not stop developing its atomic program.
We affirm that we'll never place our nuclear and ballistic missile programs on the negotiating table and won't budge an inch on strengthening nuclear armament.
Pyongyang said that it will respond to the U.N. sanctions with strong follow-up measures and, quote, acts of justice. The country also threatened the U.S., which drafted the U.N. sanctions resolution. It said that it will teach Washington a, quote, severe lesson with its strategic force if the U.S. takes military action against the North. Pyongyang underlined that the entire U.S. territory is within North Korea's striking range. In the meantime, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that Beijing hopes to see the two Koreas hold talks. However, he noted that Beijing remains committed to enforcing the latest U.N. sanctions against Pyongyang. William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review joins us from Leesburg. Well, you know, this thing has been going on for quite some time. But looking at the latest moves here, it is somewhat telling that the U.S. is putting pressure squarely on China, and it thinks that China can do more. Do you think that China sincerely wants this to be resolved?
Well, I think China wants to see a number of things, and one is, of course, a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. They've made that quite clear both in word and in deed. However, they also want to maintain a certain amount of stability in their North Korean neighbor for economic reasons as well as for political reasons. It is something of a buffer against the array of U.S. allies that are lined up against them in the near vicinity, and secondly, economically, that if the North Korean economy collapsed as a result of military action or as a result of sanctions, which really brought down the North Korean economy, then China would be faced with a lot of refugees coming across the border. Which they really don't have the capability of dealing with. So they are in agreement with the United States on the basic idea of having a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. In that sense, they have gone along with even tougher sanctions and created at least a modicum of discussion between themselves and the United States, which may very well lead further to some kind of opening, and this is what's to be hoped, at some level between North Korean and U.S. diplomats, where you can at least start some talks between the two most important sides in this conflict.
Secretary of State Tillerson has said that they do want to have talks with North Korea, but it was very telling what Lindsey Graham said. I don't know if you caught that interview. I think it was on Meet the Press, and it said that Trump actually wants to attack North Korea. He's open to that. And it was also telling how Lindsey Graham, and I'm going to mention this because of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki anniversary, that he said, if it comes down to it for U.S.'s national security sake, it's better for people to die in that part of the world.
I would take everything that Lindsey Graham has to say with a grain of salt, and I certainly would question his credibility of actually knowing what the U.S. president wants. He has been opposed to the Trump administration by and large. Since the get-go, he is not a friend of the president, nor is he especially privy to the thinking of the president or of the White House on these matters. It's ridiculous to think that anybody would be favorable to any kind of military conflict in that region. It involves would involve the major powers, both Russia and China, who have interests there. And if we have a local conflict in Asia, this can very easily go to a nuclear conflict between nuclear powers. So I don't think anybody wants it. If Lindsey Graham really is sincere in that, I would urge him to talk to a psychologist because he's got serious problems. But I don't think President Trump is interested in a military conflict with North Korea. He had said from the get-go, even during his presidential campaign, that he would be prepared to sit down and talk with him. President Trump, however, is under a lot of pressure. As president, everybody is trying to influence his policy.
Right.
In many respects, he can't move in the way that he wants, so that it's difficult for him to do it. But I think he wants to avoid war at all costs in Korea as well as elsewhere.
Thank you for that. It's good talking to you. William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review there.